Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Vectis Radio Outside Broadcasts are brought to you in association with Ace Waste, your local waste experts. Click acewasteiw.co.uk or phone 07413 794 169.
Hello, this is Maggie here at the Charities Day at Bay CE Schools in Sandown. I'm here with Paul Bell Chambers, the island chef. Apologies, we lost the first piece of this interview due to a technical glitch. Well, I'm still here with Paul. What are we going to do? How are we going to begin?
Right, well, I've got some water coming up to the boil, and that's going to be for the pasta. I've got a chicken breast here, which I'm going to take out of the packet, because it's very difficult to do anything with it. The plastic will melt, yes. So I'll cut that in half and cover that with some seasoned flour. So that's the first step. I'm a little bit concerned that the wind is going to take the flour everywhere other than where I want it.
Absolutely.
But we'll give it a go.
Go for it, go on.
A bit of salt on there. Pepper on there. Right, so that's that bit done.
Yeah.
Do that.
Should stop it, shouldn't it? Okay.
Right, so. Nice.
Oh, that's a big knife.
It is. It's one of those. It's a new one I've got recently. Okay. They're really rather sharp if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Right.
So, what are you going to do with the chicken now?
Chicken, I am just going to cut it in half.
Yeah.
Don't want it to blow everywhere, so I'm going to take this chicken,
yes,
and basically take it with a knife through it long ways.
Alright.
So I'm cutting it in half.
Mind your fingers.
So I get two halves of the chicken.
Yes.
So we basically have got it like that.
Make it thinner.
Yeah, we got like a chicken steak, really. Yes. So that's the idea.
Yes.
So I'll take that.
We'll dump it in the flour.
Do that. Now you can salt and pepper it as much as you want, but obviously it's best not to overdo it, so because you can always add, but you can't take it out.
Yes, it's true.
As they say. So that's that bit done.
Yep.
Right, so I'm just gonna wipe my hands with this sanitizing liquid.
Thank you.
Right, so that's the chicken ready.
And what are you gonna do with that?
Nothing just yet.
Oh.
I'm gonna get some butter.
Yes.
Which I've got here.
Yes.
And I'll melt some of the butter.
Right.
In there. Oh, it's sizzling already. There we go.
Can you hear it sizzling?
There we go. And a little bit of olive oil. Just to stop the olive oil browning and the butter does that job, so that's getting that going. That's good. Right, so whilst that's just heating up, I'm just going to put the Conchale pasta, which wrapping so it's nice and hard, into the boiling water, and I'll put a bit of salt in there as well.
We'll come back to you in a minute, okay?
Okay, lovely.
Paul's stirring his pasta. And now he's getting his chicken and he's going to put it in his pan. Nice hot pan. Ooh, yes. Sizzle, sizzle.
This wind is going to take the flour everywhere once I get the chicken out, but it needs a little bit more time to come up.
It's getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. So the chicken is now on. That'll take 3 to 4 minutes on each side,
yes,
to get it nice and brown and the way I would like it to be. In the meantime, the pasta's probably about 3/4 cooked, which is fine. We'll get to that.
So with chicken, should you cook it right the way through?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And the easiest way to test that is obviously with a thermometer, but if you don't have one, just cut into the chicken to see if it's pink inside. And as long as it's not pink inside, then it's fine to eat.
But fabulous. We'll leave you to do that then, and we'll come back to you in a minute or two.
We've got Paul Bell Chambers is cooking some chicken. I can see it's sizzling in the pan from here, and yeah, it's looking great.
It is looking, it's smelling good actually.
Yeah.
Have a little listen.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You hear that sizzling?
There's a couple of hungry-looking teenagers standing there as well.
Well, yeah. I did ask a stupid question. I asked them if they'd like to taste it.
You asked the teenagers if they'd like some food?
I know.
Yeah.
And they told me it was a stupid question. So. A
really stupid question, yes. So, can you just go through what it is again, please? It's
a lemon chicken piccata, so I've taken a breast of chicken and filleted into two pieces. I've got some pasta, concetti pasta, on the boil there, and then it'll have lemons and caper and some fresh parsley and mint picked from the garden this morning. So
yeah, and it's these recipes are all available online, aren't they, Maggie?
These recipes, yeah, it's actually in my recipes section on the islandchef.co.uk.
Yeah, and the
magic.
Though Paul does come into the studio and do it, but it's the first time he's done it in a howling gale.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I nearly put my hat on today, but I don't think it would have survived being out here.
You get your glasses strapped to your head, so it must be windy out there.
That's why these are on.
Yeah. Okay. Right, we're going to take a bit of Bon Jovi into the break, and we'll be back after that with probably a bit more cooking. We are down at the Bay C of E School senior site with there's Charities Day, quite a lot going on, and I'm not sure whether the chicken smells better than the popcorn or the other way around, or is it the main course and then the afters?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. We interrupt ABBA.
Oh,
something you shouldn't really do. We'll play them in full in a bit. But the food is now ready, I believe, Maggie.
It is.
Can you describe it for the listeners, please?
Hold on.
Right. What's occurring? I'm just going to add the lemon juice, some wine, and the capers.
You never mentioned wine before.
Oh, I do now. Kept it hanging on, didn't it? So there we go. So that's going to go into the skillet that the chicken cooked in. And we're basically going to try and mix up all the juices from the chicken with all of that. So here comes.
You don't want to waste anything.
No, we do not. And that's the best way of... It's called deglazing the pan. So if we can get that off of there... Nah, wasn't expensive wine. So we get that in there, and we get the capers in. Let's have those in, and then we'll just get all this just going on the side here, and let that come to a boil. So we get that done, and just keep moving it around. We're doing a quick shimmy. We'll just pop the chicken back in. As you can see on the plate, this is radio, obviously. You can't see on the plate, but there's some clear juices which I'm going to add back to the pan. Okay, so we've got that all there. And then we can think about straining the pasta in. I've done it before, yeah, it's called improvisation when you forget the colander. There we go. So I'll leave that just to reheat a little bit and
okay.
A bit more water, get that water coming off. And we'll put that down here somewhere. So can you smell?
I can smell that.
Smell the wine. It's lovely, isn't it? And the capers, that's added to it.
You can't smell it through the microphone.
There's some lemon juice. With the pips, which I'll pick out. So we'll add that in there as well. Go there.
It smells delicious.
And so that's the wine and the lemon is basically just to cut through the chicken. And we'll try and pick out those pips. This is not going to be easy.
We should get the boys out here to try it, I think.
We can get them out. Right, so...
I'll be out.
Just watch out for that. So I'm just going to chop up some fresh parsley and fresh mint.
Right, before it blows away.
Before it blows away.
You've done that before as well, haven't you?
Yep.
Oh, they're here. Teenagers are here. Can you hear the chopping? Oh, that smells good.
That's a mix. Yeah, it's nice. That was all freshly growing this morning. I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to find most of this blowing away.
So, stick a bowl over the top. This one.
No, that one there. Good girl. That's better. There we go. That'll do. Right, so we've got this going.
Yep.
We'll do another little drain on this.
And a helicopter going over.
They want the food.
Yeah, I can probably smell it out there. Oh, it looks good. Wow.
So.
Yep. Nice.
Trying to get this.
You're pouring that over the chicken.
Yeah. Chicken and the
you don't want to waste the juices.
No, we got all that wine and the juices of the chicken on there.
Right. I'm not sure the boys can have it now, it's got wine in it.
It's all been cooked out there. And then I'll just add.
It's still sizzling.
Yeah. Wow, that looks amazing.
There we go. That's our lemon chicken piccata.
Excellent.
They can get the recipe from my website, theislandchef.co.uk, and it's in the recipes section under the poultry division.
That's because it's chicken.
Yes, because it's chicken. You guessed it. Thank you, Maggie.
It looks absolutely fabulous.
There we go.
Well done. I'll be
thirsty. All right. Okay.
He's got the whole lot.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Do you need some cutlery out there? Are you all right?
We have cutlery.
Okay. Now, Louise.
Hello, Kelvin.
Now, you were witnessing that food being prepared.
I was.
And what do you think?
It was absolutely phenomenal. And you know what? Paul is just such a professional. And he was just explaining to me now that he has had situations in the past where he's tried to cook food without an oven or electricity and having 125 people waiting to be fed. So today was a little less panic than that. But once he opened the flour in this gusty wind, I thought we were in trouble. But no, it went really well. And the teenagers, as you pointed out, Ethan and Brendan, have swooped on the food. They've demolished it. But we all had a taste and it was absolutely delicious. So well done to Paul.
Well done, Paul. And we'll just plug his website again. The Island Chef.
theislandchef.co.uk The Island Chef. co.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, for the people, by the people.